go ahead and pop one out. Like I said, I do use the Virginia Tobacco Juul pods a lot. Juul has helped me cut down smoking extensively, although I'm not trying to quit. It has helped tremendously in cutting down smoking. Alright, so taking it out, let me see if I can do a light adjustment here. Yeah, it helps a little bit. So take a look at the package right there with the pods. There they are. Right there, one in the back. And for quality control purposes and to make sure that this isn't fake, because they aren't. You do have that Juul, all that Juul written on the back of the tab there, and then you have that date code again with that one. So I think maybe that's a QR code, obviously. Now, these do have a little bit of a different color to them. More of a caramel colored cap on it, if you will. And I can tell looking at the liquid too. The liquid does seem to have a little bit of
tannin
inside.
Well,
I see that right there. So I'm going to grab my new one. I'm going to pop this cap over. Yeah, definitely. So I'll show you right now. That's a regular Virginia tobacco pod. That is the classic. Can't really tell in here, but this one, this new class to that one does have a little bit of a darker one. Oh. Pop it in.
Hey, listen, in this particular video, I'm about to be giving you a word of power on how you can tap into it. All right. So, fast. This is what it is. This only works for myself, but this don't work for nobody else. This with just dark little vortex only. Temple, temple, tap is beautiful me. That irresistible here with these niggas, man. I said, it's so damn irresistible. Yes. I said I'm so damn irresistible. And I'm just cut from a different species. Listen, man, I'ma let y'all niggas know right off the top. I don't give a fuck, nigga. All these niggas brought you into fear-based paradigms.
So these two,
I'm the only nigga at this motherfucking point. Kicking God consciousness.
The salesman left and right.
You know what I'm saying?
Two different
and supreme consciousness.
Sneaker culture
at this motherfucking point.
I guess the early thousands. There was this moment where sneaker became culture. eBay had really shown up. Internet had shown up. Forums started to pop up. Nike Talk. And it gave a window. It felt really special because it was still tiny. I have this is a bathing ape I got in 2003 in Japan. This one is pony hair. This is the style that said, hey, it doesn't have to be only Nike or Adidas. It can be something else. And guess what? It can be worth even more. A bathing ape. The brand started in 1993. Nigo did something really significant. Nigo seemed to be taking popular American culture and putting his brand spin on it. He was making these knockoff Air Force Ones. What he was doing, camouflage, he was doing things that were very hip-hop, very street. And it really started to make you look at Nike like, why aren't you pushing these limits? That opened the door for other
people.
And so here was this moment where I've got this marketing company. I've been working with Nike for years as a client. And we really had a really great relationship. Creatively, these things just weren't happening. I was frustrated by the fact that you didn't understand the value of something. Tobacco promo. I had done anti-tobacco, and I wanted to make a case study. I wanted a piece of art that, yeah, I wanted to make a sneaker. I wanted to be campy and funny. And Nigo opened that door. So the Menthol 10, I had 252 made, and that's because that's a sample run. I had them made in China, and so I finally had that sample pair, and it was a go.
Going right now. There is no one capable of leading the gods but me. I am the god above the gods. Me. Nigga? Huh? Yeah, you a god. Yeah, you a god body. But who gonna lead you? Gods are gods. But there's still a chain of command. Period. And I'm letting everybody know right now, nigga, that I am the god above the gods, nigga. Period. It's going to be this way. It has to be this way. Thank you.
We can save lives. Stop recycling. And recycling. No! Taxation is theft.
Carefully, these niggas will teach you to be a subordinate. These other niggas, they gonna teach you to be a slave. Huh? Me? Nigga? I'm gonna come and I'm gonna teach you to be a god. Excuse me. I'm gonna teach you to be a god. You probably gonna become a good guy. And you're probably gonna become a great guy. Huh? Or gosh. Huh? But at the end of the day, I'm the god above the gods. It's the chain of command. It's the chain of command. Don't forget the chain of command. Don't forget the chain of command. It's the chain of command. Don't forget the chain of command. Don't forget the chain of command. I'm knocking your fingers. I told you I'm not knocking. I told you I'm not knocking. I'll be the pussy down for you. Now I'll be the pussy down for you. I told you I'm not knocking. I told you I'm not knocking. I'll be that pussy. I'll be that pussy. I'll be that pussy. Ain't nobody playing. And it was taken from you, nigga. I family gave it all back to you, nigga. Ain't that one of you niggas can lead me anywhere. But I'm a nigga. I am the voice of the Dark World Vortex. I gotta lead the gods. Me, I gotta lead the gods. It's my destiny. You not gonna lead the gods. Ain't nobody gonna follow you. Huh? And yeah, you got in your realm, but when I come into your realm, I'm the god. And nigga, you a god, but nigga, I'm your god. I am God. Period. I'm the nigga that came and resurrected you niggas. Don't forget that shit. Put that shit back in its proper perspective. Know that shit. Love that shit, nigga. Hold fast to that shit, nigga. Keep that shit in your sacred shrines. I don't give a fuck.
Before we conclude that recycling is the
answer,
perhaps we should think hard about the question. If the question before Congress is how best to protect the environment, conserve scarce resources, and provide for landfill space, then mandatory national recycling is not the answer. A brief examination of the case for mandatory recycling makes that abundantly clear.
First, we are told that recycling will help preserve scarce landfill space. We are not, however, even remotely close to running out of space for our garbage. Despite the
garbage
trucks could ring the Milky Way galaxy. All of the trash America will produce over the next 1,000 years could fit in a landfill 15 square miles in size. 15.
clearly, concerns about drowning in our own garbage are displaced. Although we are running out of places to put landfills, many regions are failing to
site the facilities
necessary to meet future disposal needs. That is a result of political gridlock stemming from the NIMBY, and not in my backyard,
phenomenon.
National
recycling
mandates,
however, will do little
to alleviate
increasingly short
falling capacity.
Recycling 50% of the salt
50%
by the year
2000
example would still leave
95 million tons
of garbage
annually
disposed of
annually
in California.
Recycling
50%
of the waste stream tomorrow would exhaust that state's landfill capacity by 2008 instead of 1999.
Second, we are told that
recycling
will help protect the environment because the alternatives,
landfilling
our garbage or burning it in waste to energy facilities,
represent
severe environmental threats. That, however, is specious nonsense. Even the Environmental Protection Association considers
municipal
solid waste landfills to be minimal health risk.
According to the agency's own findings, which we were based on ultra-conservative worst-case assumptions, 83% of America's solid waste landfills pose a lifetime cancer risk of less than one in a million. About the same risk inherent in drinking a glass of
tap water.
A full 60% pose less than 1 billionth health risk. Landfill design criteria recently by the EPA will reduce those minor
even further.
The facts about incineration
are similar.
Using worst case assumptions and relying on
data from old,
obsolete incinerators without today's
standard air pollution
control devices.
EPA
found that air emissions from those facilities reduce a cancer risk of 1 in 100,000 to 1 million. Since modern incinerators routinely remove more than 90% of all toxins
from the smokestack.
The only study to examine incinerator ash in actual monofills as opposed to stringent laboratory analysis, a study co-sponsored by the EPA of the United States
Conference of Mayors
concluded that ash leachates were close to meeting drinking water standards. So even if ash leachates somehow found their way into groundwater, there would be little cause for concern.
Recycling is not the answer.
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 Recycling.
Everything and they failed. They've had more defeats than we've ever seen. Now I'm gonna play a John Bound report. We're gonna come back and re-intro all this. We're gonna relaunch here. John Bound just filed a new report today. Great researcher, great journalist. Apple didn't fall too far from the tree. His dad's a famous Peabody award-winning AP journalist. Back when we still had an Associated Press in this country that wasn't run by the communist Chinese. That's just who runs it, basically. That's who runs us now. And they got the people, they're dedicated, they're working hard, and they stick together, and we're over. And they run Hillary. She wears Mao outfits on TV. We're going to air this. A vote for Hillary is a vote for Lucifer. We're going to come back and introduce here on November 8, 2016, the worldwide broadcast. And we got a skeleton crew here, doing a great job, by the way. We're teleprompter free, and we're going to go over the latest numbers. I have all the folders here, just printed off minutes ago, the latest numbers. Trump is having...
future, frustrated because a dream has taken so long, upset because somebody did us wrong. But instead of complaining about the difficulty, instead of being sour because your plans didn't work out, you need to remember these three simple words: all is well. When you're tempted to get discouraged, keep reminding yourself, all is well. For every peace stealer you allow in your life, you are 20% more likely to live stressed, on edge, to have a crisis. I'm asking you to find happy friends. I'm not saying you have to cut people off, never speak to them again. I am saying you should put up some boundaries. You don't have to make a big announcement. If you don't get the wrong people out of your life, you'll never meet the right ones. Who do you have in your life? What are you giving your time and energy to? Trying to keep someone happy, it's time to make a change. You can't please everyone. The life we live the decisions we make should make it easier on those that come after us. When we hear the word legacy, a lot of times we think of how we'll be remembered, our accomplishments, what we'll leave our family. That's all important. But there's also something even more significant. By living a life of excellence and integrity that will affect generations to come. What you don't feed will eventually die. Weeds of negativity, don't be alarmed by the weeds. Just don't make the mistake of watering the weeds. What you quit watering will eventually go away. Don't feed the self-pity. Don't water what didn't work out. Quit reliving the hurts. You can't feed your history and feed your destiny at the same time. If you're using all your energy to feed your past, you're not going to have the energy you need to feed your future. What's happened to you is over and done. How you were raised, what you didn't get, who hurt you, who you lost. I say it respectfully, that's history. That's behind you. You cannot go into a new season if you're always looking back at the old. Quit putting energy into negative things of the past. If you're feeding the hurts, feeding the offense, feeding the betrayal, it's just like you're watering resentment, watering bitterness, watering discouragement. The way to get past it is you have to starve it.
I don't know, man. Just, hey, boy, hey, take this. Well.
Wanna go up? Watch the phone go up?
I don't know something about the children. You know, it's just, I can't really explain it, but it's all good, though.
Well, let me start with the kids. How many kids do you have, and what about the most recent child made you kind of stand up and take it?
Kids, how many kids do I have? Well, all the kids in the world is mine, okay? So I can't count how many kids I got. All the children in the universe is mine, everywhere, you know what I mean? But the kids love dirty. You know what I mean? Every time they see dirty, they smile. You know what I mean? And that's automatically made dirty smile. You know what I mean? They want to get on my knees and play Lego blocks with them and everything. So it's all good.
Well, let me ask you about this most recent child. I guess the most recent was your son who was born to you? It's your 13th child. And what I was told, that made you kind of stop and say, take a little stock of where you are in your life and what you need to do for them. Is that true?
Yeah, little Prince Osiris is here. And you know, it's just like, you know, I just want the right things for them, you know what I mean? Have them, you know, have they head on point, you know what I mean? And just want the best for them, you know what I mean? It's like any parent would for their children.
What's your relationship like with your kids? I know that they're a lot of people say,
why so? What makes it a threat? Looking closer, we see a clue. Public display of giant portraits of communist leaders. These leaders, by their actions, have caused the world to stand guard. Here, in Russia, you see the reason why so many nations are building up their defenses. Here, in Russia, you see the reason why we are spending billions of dollars in defense production. Why your family is paying the highest taxes in our history. The leaders of Russia tell us their only concern is the defense of their own nation. Is this so? Or are they ambitious for world conquest? A question. Ever hear of Karl Marx? In his mind, communism was born more than 100 years ago. He looked at the world and saw men as divided into two classes, workers, and capitalists. In the Communist Manifesto, he called upon the workers, the proletarians, to rise up and overthrow their capitalistic masters. He cried, "The proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains. They have a world to win. Working men of all countries, unite." This was the promise and the challenge of communism. In Russia, the Tsar was the governor. To support the wealth.
Above the supreme gods. Period. Let's put this shit back in its proper perspective. I am Dark Lord, ruler of the dark worlds. I am Light Lord, ruler of the light worlds. Nigga. Period. Ain't that nigga qualified to be the supremacist? But me. So when you see somebody operating in this capacity consistently, operating in the God body consistently. When you niggas ain't in your God body, guess what? I'm in my God body. When you niggas is still borderline mortal, guess what? I'm in my God body. Huh? Race. I am playing, guys. I am playing, guys. I am playing, guys. I'm about to lead the gods. Me, nigga. Period.
I'm Matt Carroll.
I am the god above the god.
Since I came here a little over a year ago, I saw Medford High as a place for new beginnings. The place where I could be my best self. This is the place where I'm surrounded by people I know and people I love every day. And the people I've met in this school over the past year, the people that make every day great, and I owe everything I have and everything I am to them. And that's why I want to give back. I want to be a part of this big picture. I want to help this class do something big, something remarkable. I'm running for president because I know you, because I start every day in C1, and this place is like my second home, just like you. I promise to be a president that's here for you, because you've done the same for me. I want to make your voices heard, and I'll be in contact with our fantastic administration and site council as much as I can have to make sure that your concerns are taken care of. I want to be accessible to anyone who might need me. To anyone and everyone who has something to say, whether that's through Twitter, carrier pigeons, or the hallways, I'll be around. I waited to run because I had to learn about this school. I wanted to know what it felt like to do a sport year-round, and that's where the crew team came in. I wanted to apply myself to an art form that I've fallen in love with, and that brought me to the drama club. And this year, I wanted to try something new, and I joined the GSA. I wanted to be qualified to run a class as diverse and interesting as this one, and so that I can apply myself to each and every sophomore in the school right now, and now I know I can do that. This year, I want to close the communication gap between classes and clubs and make sure that your teachers stay in the know about games and fundraisers and performances, and vice versa. Meetings can be long, practices can take hours, and you can be on a bus coming back from Lowell at 7 p.m. on a Sunday and never want to think about homework again. I get that. I want to work more in fundraising. Not only do I want to continue last year's tradition of working with restaurants, I want to do more collaboration with more of Medford's local businesses, specifically those that pull in crowds on half days, like the one in the square in West Medford Square. You know, might be some of our best friends when it comes to funding our class dances. Our sophomores will be foremost coming in hot, and I promise I will go above and beyond to make that great. We've got a whole year ahead of us to do a whole lot. In class of 2018, it's going to be fantastic. My name is Matt Carroll, and thank you.
This is a PSA for all you out there. Distracted driving is a serious
dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more.
In your realm, but nigga, who made you God in your realm? Who even gave you that win, nigga? You didn't have that second win.
Does God still speak to us today? He's always speaking to believers, but we must be attuned to hear His voice. It is a matter of listening and waiting, of humility, meditation upon God's word, and of learning to recognize how God communicates. Yes, God is speaking to us. In fact, one of the most influential times in my life was when my grandfather Stanley first taught me how to listen to God. What a wonderful privilege it is to fellowship with our Creator, our Redeemer, our eternal friend.
I'm supposed to be.
Mommy,
Don't lick it.
Oh, my God.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
What up, girl?
Grab
my glasses. I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's go.
Before I leave,
brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicures on my toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Rolling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit
tipsy.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up, tonight I'm a fight, till we see the sunlight, tick tock, let the cock, but let the party don't stop, no, don't stop, and make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up, tonight, I'm a fight. Till we see the sunlight. I love Swedish House Mafia. Rest in peace, Avicii. Let the beat ride. Claro.
Oh, Claro.
Korean hero.
You're a pretty little snowflake. Clara, why won't you see my fucking DMs? If you don't take a chance, then it might be my end. I really wanna spend some time with you. My heart, it bleeds with the fucking red news. And fuck, what am I giving to you if you're not single? I'll probably hate my friends and never wanna mingle. I could buy you 10 new shoes and even ice cream if you want. But if you don't want it, then I might just scream. Baby, I am playing no games. Baby, I got no motherfucking shame.
Plainer kind of tobacco taste. Like I said, I think they made this one on purpose to make it have a tobacco flavor that's a little bit more robust, a little bit more bold, a little less sweetness to it, if you will. Perhaps maybe they wanted to cater this flavor to someone who smokes stronger, fuller flavored cigarettes or something like that. Now, I'm not going to make comparisons with Juul pods to cigarettes because you really can't. But everyone has their flavor preferences when it comes to using these Juul devices. I think the most popular flavor is mint. I'm not a fan of the mint. I did.
Is there any anger in you? Any anger in your
heart? Of course there is. Yeah, of course there is.
Talk about that. Tell me what about the anger as well. What are you angry about?
Menthol pods, which I'm probably going to review as well. Those I actually like. What the f-
Hello, this has been DJ Brownbag, and we've been the Brownbag Culture, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you enjoyed it. Be here next time.
Stay bagged.
Stay bagged. We'll be tuning out with some sweet ska soothings. Thank you very much.